Hashem, the Divrei Torah that we learn should be a schus, a refuah shleima.
What's the name again?
Yanai ben Chaya Elisheva. So Hashem, it should be a refuah krova lovo. Okay. So I really wanted to start off. There's a fascinating sugyan chav zayin that we have to get to. We'll see if we get to it before Shavuos. But there was a few different important inyanim that I really still wanted to just make sure to cover on the bottom of Chavavah Mebeis. So the Gemara says, if you remember, we were talking last week about a very, very important sugya about this chashid al arayis. So we had a whole ganza machlekes rishonim, what is the chashid, what did he do, and why would he be kosher, why would he be possible, how does that shtim with other Gemaras of Arayos that seem to passel. So Taisus made distinction of Yitzro Tukfo, its psychological distinctions. So that was the way we came out. And then we came out La'alacha. The last thing we did last week was the discussion that even if you say that it would be Kasha La'edis, that's for other Edis, but for Edis Isha it wouldn't. And then we had a separate discussion about what about Mishomiguna, what happened about Meis Baila, because we had a Diak and Rashi that even Meis Baila, although not everyone was convinced based off of this Rashi, which would be a very, very relevant halacha lemaisa in terms of soldiers in the army that are not necessarily makbid on these halachos, whether or not you could be makel on their testimony. That's what we left off with last week. So one of the statements that the Gemara says is from Rav Sheshes, when Rav Nachman said, HaChoshid al arai is kosher le'edis, a person who's choshid al arai is kosher le'edis. So the Gemara says, Rav Sheshes was very bothered by that. Rav Sheshes says, how could you say that? I'm Rav Sheshes, Ani Mari, respond to me, tell me the answer. Arboin bekatve v'kosher? So again, I pointed out, Arboin bekatve is a Lashon of Malkus. So it's fascinating that Malkus is not really 40. I think it's one of the Mefarshim in the back of the Mesech, in the back of the... Arboim Yakenu is not, the Gemara Makkah says, it does not mean, right, so you're saying he's just using the Lashon of the Pasuk. Oh, so, you know, it's one thing for a Pasuk to be the Tziva, why the Torah. I hear. So if you look, the Paris Yosef here in the back boxes over here, I just saw right before the Shir. Efshir mishum der Yehuda sir le makas mesachs makas davchav arboim shleimus ulike. There are some shitas that actually get 40. So he's saying maybe it's an interesting shot. So I thought maybe it fits well. I think there are sources for this that it could be makas mardis. There is a din of 40 when it comes to makas mardis. So if you learn like those rishonim that it's not real makas because it's Loitoiva Shmu, and it's not really because of the Arayashabo, so then maybe that's his Lashon. But however you slice it, Rav Sheshes is making a very important statement over here, which is something that we really haven't given enough time to analyze, which we need to talk about after we've been spending so many months speaking about Psula Edis in the third parak of Sanhedrin. What was Rav Sheshes bothered by? Arboin Bekatve the Kosher? However you want to say it, the way he phrased the Arbaim or whatever, Lamaisi is saying, the guy's getting Malkus and you're going to be Machshir him? So what does that mean? So if you look at the Shulchan Aruch, you have the printout?
Yep.
Oh, Shkreich. So if you look at the Shulchan Aruch, it's not too bad. At least for the Shulchan Aruch, the Gra is going to get bad. Ezehu Rasha, look at Sif Beis. Ezehu Rasha, Sif Beis in Simulamadalad is where all the Psule is. This is Ezehu Rasha. Kol Sha'over Aver Shechayov and Alea Malkus. So the Shulchan Aruch passes, this is Lashon Arai, he's quoting Lashon Arambam. Very important halacha. What is the most important, you know, litmus test and whether or not a person is going to be possible to Edis? Did the lav that he violated, did it carry Malkus and Einish of Malkus with it? Ezu Rasha Kol Shalver Avera Teresh Shachayev and Alev Malkus. Where did that come from? There is no Gemara, to the best of my knowledge, that says that. The Feirish that Psule Edis. We all quote it. We all, whenever we talk, is the guy Psule Edis or he's Kosher Edis? Question. Does he have malchus or not? With one exception. What exception is that? Basically, we spoke about at length. What exception? No. What exception? A goslin. A goslin is pasul eidus. Does the goslin have malchus?
No,
because it's an efshel hashev, right? It's a nitan letashlumin. But a goslin is a what? Is a rush of the chamas. So a rush of the chamas, that's beferish in the Torah that he's pasul. That's going to be on its own. That's even Rava's Chumrah, that only a Rasha of Chamas is the only Rasha. And if you eat non-kosher, Rava says on Chav Zayin, we learned last week, holds you're going to be kosher, because there's no Chamsin, there's no... But Abaye, we paskin against Rava, we paskin Abaye holds, every Rasha is possible. But what type of Rasha? Zok the Rambam, Zok the Shulchan Aruch, not every Rasha, but a Rasha that has Malkus. Where did that come from? How do we know that a guy who is over a lav of Lashon Hara, right? We all. A guy who's over Lo Selech Rosli, he's over a lav. He opens up a Chafetz Chaim, he's over tons of lavim. Unfortunately, we have to be mechazik. We have to open up Chafetz Chaim, and we have to realize we're being over many lavim every time we open our mouths. So why aren't you pasul edus? Why are you allowed to be an ed at a chasim? What's the reason? So the Rambam says, a lav sheyesh bo malchus. So if you look at the goin in the Bir Hagra, yeah, WhatsApp it is. That's it. I'm done with text. Yeah. You see the bays? It's four lines down. Abe, you're going to have to help me as much as we can to navigate this. Avravera, good. It's in boldface. Kain mashmi losher ramam dele'el. Visham. Sanhedrin, Oni Mar Arboim Bikatfe, Dafka. Where does the Rambam get the source, the Yisod of our Perek, that only Alav Sheyeshbo Malkus is one that passels, is what? Is from this Diak of the Gemara. It's unbelievable. It was a response of a Rav Sheshes to Rav Nachman. You hold a Choshen La'arayis is kosher? How could it be, says Rav Sheshes in a fancy lingo, Arboim Bekatzve the kosher? Says the Goyin, the Rambam saw there's a linkage between Lavim and Malkus. Means I could be over a Lav, and if I didn't have Malkus in that Lav, so then I would be kosher. All Abayi says on Chav Zayin is that a Rasha is also a pasul. Even if it's not a Rasha, the Chamas. A Mummer Ochel Nevelos, he eats Nevelos, he's also pasul. But Abayi never told us that you need Malkus. It's only this Gemara that the Rambam saw that you need Malkus. And then the Goyin goes on to say, the Diak, let's make this a little, yeah, the Diak Mimasnisin, this Nan, so says the Goyin, and the Rambam was answering a Bam Kasha based on this. The Rambam was saying, why is it that the Milva Beribis is not Pasul Midoraisa? Who asked this Kasha? This is Tosis Kasha. Tosis is standing on his head, he wants to know why isn't a Milva Beribis Pasul Eidis? So Tosis has different Diyukim, right? So maybe it's only Ribbis Durabonon, maybe it's not Ribbis Duraisa, right? Let's go. We go back to that big Taisis on Chav Dalitim and Beis, right? All of the things Taisis says in the Mishnah are only Psulim Durabonon, right? What's the Diyuk? Because Gazlan's not in the Mishnah. So these are all Mesachim Kovius, all of them are only Psulim Durabonon. So says Taisis, Umilva Beribis, Myri Beribis, Shenak Tutsa. Milva Beribis is talking about a Ribis Durabonon. It's Ribis that wasn't stipulated at the time of the loan. It's past week's parsha. Ribis that was added on later, just at the payment. That would only be rabbinic Ribis. That wouldn't be Ribis. That wouldn't be biblical Ribis. Afilu Mayri Beribis Tzutza. And even if you want to say that the Mishnah is talking about Ribis Tzutza, says Taisus, Lai Mashmalei Isser Kaven to Midaite Yoiv. What does Taisus say? It's not mashma that there's an isser, and that's why it's not biblical that you're going to be posel, because the person's giving the ribbis willingly. It's not against his will. He needed the money, and he agreed to this, and therefore he's giving it to you. So therefore what? Lay mashma le sha'over isur. He's not mashma that he's over an isser. Rabbi Yisai, what's the implication from Taisus? Says the Goyin, apparently the Rambam disagreed and understood there was a very simple reason why a Malva Baribis is Kasha Le'edus on a level De'oraisa. It's because it's missing something essential. What's he missing? Arboy Mikatsve. That's what you need to be possible for. That's the litmus test for being possible, not Torah. Now you want to explain to me why it's only possible Darabon. The Rambam has a simple explanation. Comes out, Tosis who had to work on that, Tosis who had to find out a reason why Malva Baribis is only possible Darabon is not possible in Torah. Could be Tosis holds. There is no such cloud that a Russian needs Malkus. Maybe every Lav Mida Oraisa, unless you can find another rationale like Tosfos builds on, of a Leimashmale Isure. People don't think psychologically that this is Usur. Came into be Daito Kiyav, since they're giving the Ribbis willingly. Fundamentally, the way a person becomes possible Avis is what? He violates a Lav. He violates a Lav. This Tosfos is not Paskin the Shulchan Aruch. But the Shulchan Aruch and the Goyin is saying the Rambam was medayik that from both our Gemara and from the Kasha that the Rishonim had to work on, why are all the items that were enumerated in the Mishnah only Pasum Derabanan, not Pasum Deraisa? So the Rambam had a simple answer to that question. So this is a very, very important Gemara in terms of how we paskin La Halacha on what is on the list for Psule Edus. In connection to this topic, there is a fascinating Piskei Tshuva here that's a little less difficult to read, but not so much. It's in Sif Katan Dalet. There is a very, very famous Tumim, Rabbi Yonasan Eibeshitz, in his Sefer Urim V'Tumim. In his Sefer Urim V'Tumim on Choshen Mishpat, Rabbi Yonasan Eibeshitz wrote on Yerodeya, the Sefer Kresi Uplesi. He wrote on Choshen Mishpat, Urim V'Tumim. He wrote in Machshava. He wrote the Yaris Dvash. Then he wrote different Svarim, Al HaTorah and Anach. So the Nefesh Yonasan. And so in the Tumim, he has the following Shaila. Ayin B'Tumim, Sif Katan Aleph Shekasev is a very important Tumim. What happens? Nira, what happens? D'chol Lav Shenitan Lazharas Mises Bezna. What happens if you have quirks in Halach? There are many different reasons why in a situation a person could get off the hook from Malkus. What happens if you have an Avera that's a Lav Shenitan Lazharas Mises Bezna? That same Lav also gets Mises Bezdin sometimes. What's an example of a Lav Shenitan Lazharas Mises Bezdin? She'ain Loikin Olav that you won't get Malkus for. Mechamer on Shabbos. Person works his animal, was over a lav. In theory, should really, there's no misa for mechamer. But since the lav that I'm violating is Chilul Shabbos, which is the same lav for the 39 misa prohibitions, so the Gemara in the end of Masechta Shabbos says that's an example of a lav shenitan lazharas mises bezdin. That's a lav that's given also for mises bezdin. Such a lav is not able to get Malkus. Halacha, Malkus was given Dumya Delei Sachsom, and therefore this lav is not like that. Lo Sachsom, to muzzle an animal, is just muzzling an animal. There's nothing else included in that lav. There's nothing else extrapolated from that lav for other Mises Bezdins. Such a lav would get Malkus, but not lav Shenitan Lazarus Mises Bezdin. So there's a klal. If this lav can give Mises Bezdin, there's no Malkus. So that's the Tumim, says Yikasha Leidus. Because technically what? According to the Rambam, he doesn't get Malkus. Says, Mechadish the Tumim, a big Chiddish. Says the Tumim, no. He thinks that this klal doesn't, it's not an automatic test. Did you get lashes or did you not get lashes? It depends why you didn't get lashes. Says the Tumim, Mikomakom Nifsal. Even if you don't get Malkus, like Machamer, our example, Mikomakom Nifsal, this is not because there's a leniency in the prohibition. It's not like, oh, that's not a serious law if he didn't get Malkus. Adarabba, rak lechoymer o'isr. The reason why you're not getting malchus over here is because this is heavy-duty material. This is the real McCoy. This is something that the same Isser will get you into Mifas Bezdin. Rak l'choymer Isser. So then, says the Tumim, so what about the chayin lavanita kla'ese? What about what? Bal yiro bal yimotze, right? Bal yiro bal yimotze. Well, that might have another issue with, but it has the ability to do an essay, to be menatik lav. We have a klal that what? If you're over a lois essay, right? If let's say a person comes to what? So Nosar is not a great example, and that's Bal Yiro Bal Yimotze is a questionable example, depending on the Rishon, it's Machlek, it's the Chinuch and the Rambam, but Nosar would be another reason why you don't get Malkus. Why wouldn't Nosar get Malkus? And this will apply to the Tumim. Oh, excellent. It's a Lav Shem Maisa. So Nosar is going to not get Malkus, is not going to be Pasul. Because of a what? That would register as a kalus. L'chora, that would be a kalus, right? That's what the Tumim is going to go on to say. What's the reason Nosar doesn't get lav? Even though you're right. Nosar has a nitik la'ese. It has tarot tisravenu, but the problem is it's a lav shem b'maisa, so then I think it wouldn't get nifsal because there is a kula in that lav, the reason why there's no malchus. But let's say a person who seduces a woman or rapes a woman, and the Torah says you have to marry her. And then the Gemara talks about what happens if you divorced her. So the Gemara says, you have a mitzvah to be machzir her. So that's a lav and itik la'esei. I did a lav, and then I have an itik la'esei. So then he thinks that that's not necessarily indicative of the lav not being chomer. The fact that you now have a mitzvah essay to be metakin it, to be menatik it, that doesn't mean that the lav was not severe. So therefore, he doesn't think that a lav anitik la'essay would be a reason why you wouldn't get malchus. And that's why, by the way, the halacha of gezel is not a classic lav anitik la'essay. It's a lav anitik l'tashlumin. That's a different klal. So that is a kula in the alav. So then he goes on to say, "Avlav shem b'maisa," like you said, came into kaima when they in like alav. Behula kalas ha'inyan. That's a leniency, right? Then he wouldn't become pasul minatayra. So it's a fascinating discussion on all the different halachas that we learn about when a person gets malchus, when a person doesn't get malchus. So you're going to have to break it down. Is that because of a leniency or is that because of a chomer adover? What was the rationale of the Torah when the Torah said you don't get malchus, which now will have halachic implications, halacha lemaisa, whether or not this person could be an aid at your chasana? It's a fascinating, this yontif coming up, Fascinating Prima Gadim brings up in his Psicha Koilez, he brings up the Shaila, a person cooks for a goy on Yontif. A person has a goy over, he invites one of his people he works with, whatever, has him over on Yontif, and he cooks food for him. It's usher to have the person over even if it doesn't cook food, because the Gemara says, Gzeir Hashem Yarba Bishvila, it's Gemara and Beitza. And then the Gemara says, but if a person doesn't have cooked, and he's going to cook for him, so then the Gemara says that it's an Isidar Raisa, Lachem, the Din of Ochol Nefesh, Lachem, V'loy La'akum. Hey, what?
Just for him.
What do you mean?
I
threw in an additional piece of steak because he came in. So that's lachem loyla akum. That's an isidar raisa. If I prepared before, I had extra meat.
I know I'm bringing guests, right?
If I just cook everything, ribur b'shirim on yontif is mutter. But the rabbanon, even if you didn't do the lav, the rabbanon held you're not allowed to have a guest over. You're not allowed to have a goy on yontif. If you have to invite a guest, a goy, it's ironic. If you have to invite a goy, you should invite a goy on Shabbos, not on yontif. That's a serious issue. And the shilas really get complicated. We have these shilas that come up all the time. Every single gerus, the shila comes up because it's a catch 22. You want the ger to learn about the Seder. You want the ger to witness everything, to understand what it means to be in the yontif home. But on the same time, I can't invite you. I can't. So what I tell him, just knock on the door. Say, Shalom Aleichem, I'm coming in.
Just show up,
go in there, and then we'll test if the people in the community actually have midas, and they're going to open the door. It was a question I once had. Is a person in Farakwe once called me. There was a suffix in the gerus. and it was a couple, and it was a question whether or not. So there's whatever. I was makel for with a few different studim. You know, once the person is bidyevin invited, the bir halacha is a kula mishum eva. If people are going to get upset, you know, bidyevin. But these are serious issues that people have to realize.
No.
To not call them and say don't come. You know that. But there's serious shilas that come up. Why am I talking about this? So the prima gadim wants to know if a person cooks for a goy on yontif. Is he pasul to be an aid at a chasen? Person is not makbid on this halacha. He invites goyim over and he does malacha for a guy. It doesn't have to be cooking, by the way. It could be doing a malacha, any one of the malachas for a guy. Or, to be honest, it could be doing a malacha for an animal. You know, for anything that wasn't in the heter of ochal nefesh. I don't know, chvez, you're carrying, whatever. You're doing something that you do a malacha, you would assume would be mutter, you know. Everywhere they carry on Yontif. Carrying is nechshav to be totally mutter on Yontif, and it's not true. You need the specific rules and regulations. I've told the shul many times. I was once in a hotel, and they were after Shabbos. They took down the Erev, and I said, don't do that. Why are you taking down the Erev? On Yontif, you're also going to need an Erev. What happens if a person wants to keep his keys in his pocket? What happens if a person is carrying now outside, and he has a newspaper there, but he's not using it? He has no tzorech right now for any of these things, and he's not emptying out his pockets, he's not checking himself. So, leave the Erev up. What are you gaining by now taking down the Erev? Now, you know, it could be now without any cheshbonos, a person could walk without thinking twice, like he thinks, because he thinks that yontif, there's no problem to carry. It's not true. There are malachos on yontif, but there are heterim, letzarech ochel nefesh, or letzarech hayom, whatever it is. But for a guy, the Torah says beferish, lachem eloi la'akum, that there's no heter of ochel nefesh. So the Prima Gadol wants to know, are you pasul or not? So this is a lamda sheshayla. The shayla is the machlokes tesis in the Rambam. When the Torah says lachem eloi la'akum, what's the nature? The Torah says you're allowed to use the pasuk of Parshas Bo says that you're allowed to cook lachem l'chol tzarchechem. You're allowed to use for yourself lachem eloi la'akum. So we're medayik from the pasuk of lachem. It's for you and not for a goy. So now says the Prima Gadim, says a machlokes rishayim. How do you learn this iser? Is it an iser called lachem? There's an iser asay called lachem, and therefore I violated that deraisa, or no? Says Tosfos, perhaps it's what's called ahadre leisura kama. It gets plugged back in as if what? There's never a heter to begin with. Meaning, it goes back to the original lav of doing malacha on yontif. What's the lav of doing malacha on yontif? You're not allowed to cook on Yontif. You're not allowed to do malach on Yontif. Just like there's 39 malachas on Shabbos, there's 39 malachas on Yontif. Okay, you have some Eterim on Yontif. But if it's outside of the world of Eterim, says Tosfos, so now you go back to the original Issur. Tosfos has this discussion about bringing a carbon nedava on Yontif. Maybe you go back, maybe you're going to be Pasul Eidus, because now you did Bishul, now you did Havara on something that there's no heter. If I don't have a heter, it's not a new Isser called Lachem Elo La'akum. It's rather a Hadre Lisurakam. It's as if there was never a heter to begin with, and guess what? I violated a law. Comes along the Prima Godim and he says, this Lomdis is going to be an Apkamina in Hilchos Eidus. It's going to be an afkamino whether or not a guy who does malach on yontif for a guy, who cooks for yontif for a guy, is he over a lav sheish b'malchus? Is he not over a lav sheish b'malchus? What is it? Is it a hadri l'ister kama, or is it a new ister like what we're discussing over here? Good. So that's all from a brief line, says the guy in our Gemara discussing this issue of a choshed al arayis. Just parenthetically, it's interesting to note, if you learn like the pshat earlier, that it was just a malchus alotova shmua, right? The guy was not really, he didn't really violate any yisurim. But what happens? We give him makas maridis because we're not happy with this, right? That was one of the pshatim that we learned, right? 2 days in Taisis, machlokas, we showed him how we learned. So it's ironic. Meaning, this isn't even the classic malchus. This isn't even the classic malchus, and that is the source for Shulchan Aruch, that only a lav sheish bo malchus is the lav that's going to apostle you. Meaning, if you understand that, no, this person violated Yisurim, but if you understand that it's just a deterrent, it's just a makas mardis, it's ironic that that type of malchus is going to be the source for all lavim, that they have to have a real bona fide malchus. Just a hara. Okay. Let's go right there. So then the Gemara says, a new sugya. Amar of Nachman. Gan of Nisan, the Gan of Trishrei, Loi Shmei Ganav. If you steal a Nisan, you steal in Tishrei, you're not considered a Ganav. Now, if I'd stop there, I think we'd have a lot of misunderstandings. But we're going to go right there. Hani Mili Ba'arisa, V'Davar Muat, V'Davar Shenigmar Malachto, Shenigmar Malachto. Ikari de Rav Zvid, Chad Gan of Kaba Desairi Upasle, V'Chad Gan of Kibura Da'ane Upasle. So let's see what Rashi says over here. Rashi says, Loishmei Gan, Nisan, Zman Kotzer Tishrei, Zman Batzer Ba'asif. There are different times that you're harvesting and you're cutting down the sheaves. Loishmei Ganav, Kinefarsh Ba'azel, Ba'arista, with a sharecropper, Ditarach Ba, says Rashi, Umore Hetera, Litol Davar Muat, Yoiser Al Chelko, Mipnei Tircha. So what's the pshat over here? Why is it that Arista is not going to be possible? Says Rashi, what's the reason? What? Yeah, but what's the lashon of Rashi? Mora heter. He's mora heter for himself. He's mora heter. I don't think I didn't send you a Rambam, right? So if you look at the back of the Rambam, let's see the Rambam in tests. Perek Yud Milchus Eidus Halacha. Hey. I think you get a different impression. In the back of these, some of the Gemaras, in the Oz V'Hodah, they have some of these, the Ein Mishpat they put in the back. But I'll read it out loud. Shaiftim. There we go. Perek Yud. No, that's not it. Kind of Nisan test. Perek Yud Olacha Hey. Perek Yud Olacha Hey. Oh, in Yud Aleph Hey. Oh, here we go. Here. Yeah, everyone have it? In the Oz V'Hodah, it's Yud Ches by the Rambams. But I'm going to read it out loud for those that don't have it. Listen to the Rambam, okay? Aris, a sharecropper, shalakach davar muat, minapayris, he takes a little bit of the fruits, right? He's working on the field. Shebichru, yeah. That they already blossomed, v'mei nisan, v'mei tishrei, in those months. Koidim shetigmar malachtan, until the end of the malacha. Afal pi shalakach shaloi midat balasodeh, even though he didn't ask the owner before he took it, Eino Gana v'kashal eidus. So the Rambam quotes our Gemara, he's kashal eidus. Sheina balasada makbet olav v'chein kol kayotze b'zeh. I'm just going to read the Rambam again. Apal pi shelokach sheloi midas balasada, Eino Gana v'kashal eidus. Shein balasada makbet olav v'chein kol kayotze b'zeh. Rabbi Yisai, this is opening up a sugya that you meet probably 20 times a day. Wait, what does the Rambam hold? How does the Rambam learn our Gemara? Again, the Gemara says, Amar of Nachman, Gan of Nisan, Gan of Tishrei, Lo Shmei Gan of, Hani Mili Bam Arisa, it's talking about a sharecropper, V'Davar Mu'ud, it's not large, it's small, V'davar shenigmar malachto, and what? Rashi says, davar shenigmar malachto, d'mashri nafshe kepoyo umar le'ater v'savar lo kapi. It's at the end, and it's the end of the work, and that's the story according to Rashi. Good? Rashi says, why? Ba'arista, d'tarachba, he worked hard, he put in a lot of toil. Umar le'ater lito davar mu'ud, and he tells himself he's allowed to, yoyser al-chalkum e'peterachol, more than his given an amount because of his efforts. But davar shenigmar malachto, when it's specific to a davar that was finished, demashmei nafshe kapoyel umore be'etera v'savar lo kapid. We're talking about in a situation where he views himself as a poyel, and therefore psychologically he takes it and he thinks that he's okay to have it. Is there a difference for both sides between the two pshatim that we read? Yeah. What's the difference?
In the Rambam,
So what's the key? What's the nekuda?
The das of the das of the artist is irrelevant according to the Rambam.
Meaning what are you according to the Rambam?
You're not a ganav.
The Rambam says you have rishus. The Rambam holds you're not a ganav. According to Rashi, you're a ganav. You were over Geneva. Guess what? A chiddush of a Gemara in Sanhedrin and a chavav of a beis. That what? Since you're married by a theor, we're not going to passel you a edus. But I want to know a different child. I don't want to learn Hilchas Edus right now. We had enough of a discussion of Hilchas Edus at the beginning of this year. But enough of Hilchas Edus for now. I want to know bottom line. I want to know halacha lemaisa. Can I use this pen that's left on this table? The Baal HaBayis never cares. Adi's a good guy. I know him. He's not around. He's not around. Can I use it? Adi leaves his phone here. I want to make a phone call. Can I do it or not? These are caches that we have all the time. What's the din? Zok to Machne Ephraim. I do have it. I do have it. No, I did have it. That last week's, yeah. It was a different location. 1 second. Before we get to the Machne Ephraim, let's see someone else who's chaylik on this. This is a Tosis and Bam Metzia. The Gemara Bam Metzia. What did he say? He's a ganav, but he's not Pasul Eidus.
The other way, when Rashi is saying, because he's more ahead, we're not going to consider him a ganav.
No, his psychological, I could be more ahead that this is mutter, but like, we're not kovei halacha like that. That's psychologically, that's more like, as far as the place, psychologically, you might not have a status now of being Pasul Eidus, but Rashi never saying it's mutter. He's more ahead. He tells himself that it's mutter. So you have such a similar case. The Gemara over here is discussing, this is the sugya in the beginning of the second parak of Bamitziah called Yeish Midas. Person loses an Aveda, and Abai and Arava have a machloikis if the Bailam never found out about it. But we know, once they find out about it, they lost it in the middle of Times Square. There's no question they're going to be Miyash. But Lamaisa, Befoil, there was Yeish Midas. He doesn't know that he lost it right now. So he let Yeish Midas. Have Yeish or Loi Have Yeish? That's the machloikis. That's the machlekes Abai and Rav in this Gemara, and the Gemara is trying to give proofs in different areas of halacha. So the Gemara quotes a story in the first of the wide lines. The Gemara says, "Marzutra Rav Ashi iklu lubustana demari bar osik." They went to a certain orchard. Good, and I say arise tamri. So again, we're back to the sharecropper. The sharecropper brought some fruits, virimone, and some pomegranates. The shada kamayu, and he put it right in front of them. Amemer v'ravashi achle. So amemer v'ravashi, the third line. Amemer v'ravashi ate it. Marzutra loy achle. But Marzutra wouldn't eat it. Adahochi osa mori bar isik ashechidu v'omer leila arise. So when the balabayas came home, he said, Amilo Isis Lula Rabbanon Mehach Mehanach Shapirta. Right? When the Rav's around, everyone's from. You know what I'm saying? Why didn't you give him the good stuff? You know, okay, last week I was asking you for a favor. You know, why didn't you give him the best things? You know, what the Shapirta. Amr Leir, Amemer Rav Ashi Lamar Zutra. So Amemer Rav Ashi said to Marzutra, Hashta Amilo Ochel Mar. Wait, why were you eating with us? We ate. Why didn't you eat? So he says, the Braisa says if a guy is mafresh truma, right, for someone else, and then he comes back and he says, oh, you should have get klachit alayofas, you should have given the better ones, that's enough of a halachic authority to say that the truma is good, even though I didn't give you full-fledged rishus beforehand. So too, Amemar is asking, so we were allowed to eat also. Why didn't you eat? He's just embarrassed. He didn't really want you to eat his stuff, and therefore I am not going to eat his stuff. So if you look at Tosis here, this Tosis in the bottom of Chav Beis and Beis and Bam Metzia, so Tosis has a lengthy discussion. I'm not going to go through the whole Tosis about what each person held, but in the end of the Tosis, Tosis says, Rav Ashi lo chashal zel kachal achol kodem shemar mavasik mishum da aris vinda afshe kachal The Ein Lomer Shayosaymech Shiyisratzem Mor. The last line. The Ein Lomer Shayosaymech Shiyisratzem Mor Bar Osik Kishiyoda Da Aloch Ka Abaye Yavagav Da Hashtel Nichle Meikar Lo Abenichle. Says Tosis. Bottom line. The last line of Tosis. Since the Aloch is like Abaye Yeish Olimidat Lo Have Yeish. And just like in the world of Aveda, if the Bailim were not, they didn't give up hope on the item, and we don't know about their bona fide Yeish, we don't know that they were actually Miyash, that they gave up hope, it's Shalai Midat, so too in terms of Rishus, using the pen, using the phone, using something that you assume, Dover She'enu Makbid Olav, Shita Satoisis is that that's Aser. Who does Taisis fall in line with? Rashi. It's Machloikis Rashi and the Rambam. So I don't have the whole Shalai Mach Ephraim in Hilchos Bzeis of Simin Gzela, opens up in his second Simin in Hilchos Gzela, Dover She'ein Makbid Olav Bailin. Can you use it Shaloi Birshus? That's the Shaila. That's the Shaila. So says the Machne Ephraim, he wants to be Pesha the Shaila from our Gemara. Says from the Rambam, V'aniras Daiti, Nira, Da Rambam Zal, Lo Sphir Lehachi, Te Behed Yekos of the Perek Yud Mi Hilchos Eidus, Ara Shalokach Dover Muot Min Aperis B'yay Min Nisan, So why does the Rambam say in other places that if I use something that the Bailim wasn't makbid on it and I was Mekadesh a woman, that's for another totally different reason. That's maybe it wasn't worth a pruta. But in a chanami, you have the rishus, something that a person's not makbid on it. You have the rishus to use it. And if it's shava pruta, says the Machne Ephraim and that's a Rambam, it would be full-fledged kiddushin. Full-fledged, let's say, that bottle. You don't care about it. You don't care if I use that. I'm a Kaddish woman right now. Lemaisa, I want to know, is she married or not? Abe went home, he left his bottle here. I said, it's worth a shava pruta, because it's still, there's a decent amount of soda in there. I give it to a woman, I'm a kaddish. Am I married or not? According to the Balei Tosfos, according to Rashi, I'm not married. According to the Rambam and Das Machne Ephraim, I would be totally married. Totally married. There's a discussion amongst the Poskim, what happens if I'm makbid to some people and I'm not makbid to other people? How do you understand this? Is this hefker, or is it like a matona to me? Because if it's hefker, hefker has to be equal to everyone in the world. The Mishnah says, "Ain hefker la'aniyim o la'ashirim." You can't say, "I'm mafkir this to the aniyim in the world." Hefker means it's in totality in the whole world. It's accessible to everyone. So if you're understanding it's hefker, so it can't be in a situation where I'm makbid and I say, "Abe, I don't mind. I get along with him." But Adi, I don't get along with. He can't have this item. Then it wouldn't work. It had have to be something that I'm not makbid to everyone. Or other achronim the Avnei Meluim thinks, no, it's a matana to whoever you're not makbid for. It's a matana to him. It's not a hefker. So therefore, it doesn't matter. Even if I'm makbid to some people, I'm not makbid to other people. So that would be something that would be good. And ultimately, this could affect serious shailas d'oraisa of whether or not the woman would be married. So this is brought up in the Shach on this din choshem mishman el chaskneva on the aris. No, we're saying for sure you're not makbid. If you're makbid, so then it's not even a question. The question is, well, no. Rashi is saying even if you're makbid at the time that you took it. It was the Baal HaBayis is not makbid. I don't think the machloek is Rashi and the Rambam is whether or not the Baal HaBayis cares about a few berries. I think everyone agrees over here. It's nigmar malachto. It's davar muat. It's something that the Bailim are not makbid on. It's something that's understood. But there's a technicality here. At the time that you took it, you didn't get permission. You were just mora b'hater. So Rashi, and what's clear in Tosfos in Bava Metzia, is that would be depend on the machloikas yesh lemidas lo havi yesh, and therefore you would not be koine. Whether or not you're pasul leidus, I can explain the Gemara in Sanhedrin. You're not pasul leidus because you had a rationale in your head mora b'hetera, just like by a milva baridus. But Rashi, if you want to ask Rashi and shitas haTosfos in Bava Metzia chav beis, is it mutter for me to use this item? It would not be mutter for me to use this item, whereas, according to the Rambam, it would be mutter, and according to the Machane Ephraim, it would even have an afkamina that you would be mekudesh. Yeah.
I'm not 100% getting the connection to Yishlomidas as to why you would equate the two. Okay, I feel like if you have a pen, yeah, and generally, you like people use the pen. It's like, yes, I'm not actively thinking about it, but like in the back of my head, this pen's there, you use it, it doesn't make any difference to me. I'm not actually thinking, if I were to lose this pen in Times Square, then
what's the difference?
That's like a real additional das that I have to be putting in.
What do you mean? When I learn the Gemara Metziah, Itai, I say, Abai said, Yesh lo midas lo aviyesh means, if halachically, in order for you to acquire ownership of this item, you need something that I didn't present up front, and you're just assuming that without my knowledge, you can't make that assumption. So who cares about the story of whether it was lost or not? It's a halachic requirement. You need my das up front. And until you have that das up front, that's going to be tantamount to yesh lo midas lo aviyesh. Excellent. Good. So what Itai is saying is 100% right, which I wanted to try to drive it. What he's saying is a shach. The shach paskins against Tosfos, and he thinks that don't extrapolate outside of Abaye of Yeish Lamidas when it comes to Aveda. But the shach explains why. So let's see the shach. Comes along the shach commenting on this din of Aris. Here, Hatoyse is a parak elu metzias. It's in the shach on the top. Hatoyse midivrei Hatoyse parak elu metzias. We did this daf chafei sof amar aleph. Vagos hashri vagos Mordechai sham mevur. Deim adam noisin lechol chaver midaver shenu shelo ela shel chavero. Af bishiyadea she chavero yisratzo. Even though I know, come on, no one's makbin on such an item. Aser loy lachlo. You're not allowed to eat it. Don't use Adi's pen. Da loch gabai. The yesh one that's lo evi yesh. The apple got the hash to nichole. Even though he comes and he says, ah, the rabbonim are here. Feed the rabbonim. Give them the offals. Give them the good stuff. Shapirta. Meikar lo evi nichole. It's the yesh one mi das. Meikar lo evi nichole. Be lav the mistama ainu oimer shemutter. The yesh one mi das. Shiny. Shegam acher kach ainu misyaish el mishem sheni yodea heichenhu. Ubal korcho hu misyaish. Oh, one second. Did I skip something? I did say his introduction. Go back. The ilav de mistafina. This is a drum roll. Shach saying, I'm doing this with a little hesitancy, but I'm going to take on the Balei HaTosfos over here, and we're going to see the Shach is going to pass on the kula on the shaila like the Matnei Prayim. The ilav de mistafina, and he says exactly what Itai was alluding to. Hayisi oimer shemutter. Says the Shach, you're allowed to use it shalei brishos, even though you don't have das befoil at that time. Why? Hayis yamish mutter v'yesh lo midas shiny. Don't bother me from yesh the sugi of abaya v'yesh lo midas. Why? Shegam acher kach einu misyais eli mishum she'enu yodea heichanu. What's the story of yesh lo midas? Like Itai was saying, that's a story of an aveda. It's in Times Square. Even afterwards, I say, ah, chaval, I can't believe I lost it. And I can't believe it's going to be such a balagan to try to get this back. It's chaval. He's misyayish she'eino mertzono, says the shach. It's an unfortunate situation. At the end of the day, does he give up hope? Yes. So now it becomes mutter? Yes. Once he finds out about it. But the whole story is bal karchu misyayish. Imkein amrinam meikar b'yisuros ilade. So therefore we say, when you picked it up, that was in a situation where the Balaam didn't want this. It's b'yisura. You can't you can't now rely on the yeish because that's a situation of iser of where the Balaam don't like the b'meyekne. Ibiyeish hahashte einu misyayish b'yulavi yodeish uetzlo lo misyayish. Mashenkin hocha came shiadir shiasrat over here. The Balaam's not machmin. He doesn't care. He wants this to be halavai. I should have known that there were rabbonim here. Halavai would have known that you the aris are hungry and you wanted something that I'm not machmin about. Of course that would be mutter. So says the shach. That would be mutter. Lamaisa, the minhag ha'olam, I think, is to be makel like this shach and this ksais ha'choshen. But I think many people are choshesh for the shita of the Balei HaTosfos. But I just want to leave off with one question. Rabbi said, there's a gansik sugya. We're already running late. There's a gansik sugya that the Mishnah Berurah talks about in Siman Aleph. What happens? You forgot your talis and tefillin. You forgot your lulav and esrog. So what's the din? Are you allowed to use someone else's items? So the Mishnah Berurah has all these klolim. If you put it back in the same place, you make sure, and the bialim are not there, that you can ask. He makes all these different klolim. Frektik tzais. According to the Balei HaTosfos, Mamatziach of days. What do you mean it's usur?
What's going on over here? What's the ganze sugya of nichalei leinish la'avin mitzvah b'memoyneh, the Gemara b'metziah, nichalei leinish? What nichalei leinish? It's yeish l'imidat le'ave yeish. So Rabbi Yisai, I leave you off, that's a kasha of the k'tzois. How does Tosis deal with that whole sugya of nichalei leinish, the talis, the tefillin, the lulav, the esrog, of nichalei leinish la'avin mitzvah b'memoyneh?